Hi listeners, welcome back to Be Inspired podcast. I am your old Leah. How are you doing today? How is your family? And how is life treating you? Today I'm going to share something that's been on my mind for a while and I feel like God wants me to share it with you. Yes, you. But just before we go into it, can we say a very short prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We worship you and we give you praise. We thank you for the privilege to be called your children. Lord, I pray today that the word that will be spoken out of my mouth will bring glory to your name. And for as many ears that will listen to it, Lord, you give them receptive hearts. And the words will not just fall on the ground without fulfilling its purpose. Your name will be glorified at the end of it all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Did I hear you say amen? Yes, amen. So today I'm briefly going to be sharing about something called purpose. Yes, purpose. Purpose is the reason something is done. That's the definition on the online dictionary. It's the reason something is done. In life, we're all born for a purpose. No one is here on earth by mistake. You and I did not land on earth before God's knowledge of our existence. No. Before we existed in our mother's womb, God was aware, and right there he already had our purpose set apart. Yes, from your mother's womb, God knew what your purpose is. He knew what my purpose was as well, and he had already set them apart. He already knew how we will walk this journey of life. He knew about the detour, the mistakes, the downtime, the victories, and everything we go through or we will go through or we had gone through in life. He's such a great God that he will not force anything on us. Not knowing your purpose in life can be frustrating, I'm telling you. Not knowing your purpose in life, it can be frustrating. And to some people, it might start building up the attitude of a loser in them, because they don't know what their purpose is. So they start feeling as if they're a loser. What's the reason of living in this life? And they start thinking of quitting. They start thinking of ending it all, ending everything, like putting an end to it. The truth is, a man or a woman of purpose does not quit. I'll repeat that again. A man or a woman of purpose does not quit. They don't quit. Even when the fight gets fierce and it seems like the end is near, they dig into the reservoir, which is through the power of the Holy Spirit, and they are empowered from within. They are empowered from within. You might be wondering, you're saying all these things, have you backed it up with a scripture? Yes, I've got a scripture right here and there for you. In Matthew 26:39, reading from the ESV, the Bible says, "And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Reading the same verse in the Amplified Version, "And after going a little farther, he fell on his face down and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, that is consistent with your will, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." You guess it right. It was Jesus that was actually talking at that point in time. And we know what the cup that he was talking about. That was the death on Calvary. But because he knew what his purpose was, if you read the last sentence, it says that, "Let this cup pass me, yet not as I will, but as you will." It may sound as if Jesus was about to quit here, but if you read the verse properly and you allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, you will understand that he was focused more on the purpose, why he had to embrace the cup. And that is why he said to, "Not my will, but your will be done." Because he knew that the purpose why he came to this earth in the first place was to die for humanity. Because of the love that God had for every one of us, even those that are yet to be born. He knew that was his purpose. So he couldn't have just said, "Father, just take this cup away. I'm not doing this anymore." But instead, he said, let your will be done, not my will. Because let alone if you think about is, you know, you want your will to be done at all the time, you would not live to fulfill the purpose that God has called you to fulfill here on earth. As I mentioned earlier, someone without a purpose or someone who does not know their purpose begin to think and function like a loser because they don't know why they're here. And quitting becomes an option for them. However, quitting is never an option for a person with purpose ordained by God. If your purpose is ordained by God, you do not think of quitting. Quitting is the last thing. Even when you're so weak and you feel like all hope is lost, because you have the Spirit of God inside of you and because your purpose is driven by the Holy Spirit and the presence of God, you dip into that reservoir and you are able to kickstart again and encourage yourself and keep going. So quitting is never an option. There are many leaders in the Bible that could have quit their assignment and resolved to, faith. But they didn't. They didn't quit. They kept going on. Was it when Saul was after David trying to kill him? But David knew that he'd been anointed to be the king. Even when he had the chance to kill Saul, he didn't do it. There are so many people that could have quit in the Bible and said, that's it. Even here on this earth right now that we're living, there are so many leaders. If you read about their story and see what they've been through, you wonder, wow, so this person went through this thing and they never quit because they have a purpose and they know the purpose with which they're living for. This is because we are all here to fulfill a certain purpose on this earth, you know. When you're fully aware why you're here, you will do things according to the will of God for you being on this earth. Purpose is a word that many people will just throw, they'll just throw it up and down and say, they say purpose for different reasons, for different things, but if you're a purposeful person, someone that has a purpose, you are born to lead in that purpose that God has created you for. Leaders that are chosen by God have a purpose to fulfill. Purpose is not just something you put aside. It is something that you wake up each and every day, you know that, yes, I'm getting close to the purpose why God created me. Or I'm already living in that purpose. Because sometimes you might already be there. At times you might be getting close. At times you might be, moving ahead to another part of the purpose that God created you for. Purpose is like a fuel that is daily fueled by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and His presence that keeps you going until you achieve that which He called you to do. You may wonder, is my purpose just within my service in the church or in Christian groups? Your purpose on earth is beyond that. The Bible let us understand that wherever the sole of our feet treads on, and I'm going to read that Bible verse. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, I'm reading the Amplified version, and it says, I have given you every place on which the sole of your foot treads, just as I promised Moses. And I'm going to read that same verse in New Living Translation, and it says, I promise you what I promised Moses, wherever you set foot, you will be on the land I have given you. So your purpose is not just within your church, it's not just within the Christian group, it's not just within the, your family alone. Your purpose goes in a very different direction, different ways where you the people you associate yourself with, there is a purpose why God has brought those people into your circle. So you should be able to identify that, especially if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Why is God particular about the sole of your feet? You remember that if you say, for example, now I want to go to the sitting room from your bedroom, or you want to go to the toilet or something, your head cannot get to the toilet before your foot or your feet. It's not possible. So the sole of your feet, God is particular that your feet, you can't achieve a thing or claim a place with just your head or your upper torso there without your feet getting there. So your feet needs to get to a place for you to claim that place. Wherever your head needs to be, the feet must be at work. So you cannot say, I'm going to be here, I'm going to show face in this place, and my feet is not going to be there. I understand some people, they don't have, maybe they don't have the feet or anything, but you need something to actually transport you to the place. So your soul, whatever the soul of your feet is, either you have your natural one or you don't. Wherever God has placed you, that place, there is a purpose that God wants you to fulfill. Purpose is huge in everything we do. As we go about in life, always remember and remind yourself of your purpose here on earth. If you already know what your purpose is, pursue it with everything inside of you. If you don't know it, set time apart to ask God what your purpose is, and He will reveal it to you. He will reveal it to you. God will reveal what your purpose is to you. Don't leave this life without knowing your distinct purpose of existence. You need to know your distinct purpose of existence. God put you here for a purpose. He placed you in that family, that home, that country, that ministry, that community, that school, that university, that place of work for a purpose. Seek Him and ensure you fulfill the purpose to the glory of God. I hope today God has blessed you with the message, because I feel blessed myself. If you feel blessed enough, please feel free to share this with others so that they can be blessed. And always remember that God is always there for you. Let's just say a quick prayer as we bring this to a close. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the privilege to share the word. Thank you for ministries today. Thank you for enlightening us on what purpose is. Thank you for telling us how we need to seek our purpose here on earth. Father Lord, as we go ahead to seek what purpose that you've created us for, Lord, lead us, guide us, and help us to fulfill them to the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much once again for joining. And can I just say to you, don't forget to tune in next time. I would make sure that I keep sharing nuggets like this on different part of, you know, lives with you, as Holy Spirit gives me the grace to do so. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Remember, Jesus loves you so much, and Jesus is coming back very soon. Just be prepared for His return. Stay blessed.